Good afternoon. The only thing I would say, a little bit different from what I said last night, was that if you're going to go into the home stadium of the number one offense in the league after 10 weeks, 11 weeks of regular season play, a team that's undefeated at home, you're not going to win the game. You're not going to pull off what you go in there for without stopping them. And quite frankly, we didn't do that. As was mentioned last night on a couple of occasions, it's 14-3. There's not a lot of time left in the half. They're backed up. You think maybe you might stop them, get the ball back, maybe, score a touchdown, kick a field goal, something of that nature. Instead, it's 21-3, and we come out after the half, have a nice drive, score, and it's 21-10, and then what happens is it ends up being a back and forth type thing. They score, we scramble along and score. So the point I'm making is that we had some offense last night. We've kind of gone back and forth here, which is quite bothersome. In that, a couple of weeks ago, we had pretty good defense and no points. Last night, we didn't have very many points, but we did have a lot of offense, and we didn't have any defense. So, there's a couple of things that occurred along the way. We're one block away from scoring on a kickoff return, against a guy that had over 80% touchbacks playing at home, and we did get a return ball and we brought it out, and had we secured one more block or a half a block even, we'd have had a chance to come screaming out of there on that one. We had the debacle on the fake punt, which we were able to they threw the ball three times in a row there, and we were able to escape without giving up any points there. But we had two turnovers, and they had none. We didn't effectively get the quarterback out of his comfort zone. He kept his tempo most of the night. He spread the ball around as they usually do. And we didn't create any turnovers. For the number of times they threw, we didn't create any turnovers. We did have the one fumble, which is very unfortunate because the young runner, has done that a couple of times, quite frankly, when he's been upended. And that's bothersome to me. They didn't put it on the ground. They didn't throw an interception. Our first drive, which we felt strongly about coming away with points, I'm sure Eli would like to, have that ball to throw over again. If not anything else, just to overthrow it or keep it away from them, because it was only first down, and we would have had an opportunity to respond even if it was second down. So I just look at it as an opportunity that we weren't able to accomplish, and we didn't cover very well, which I mentioned last night. I thought we prepared well, but we didn't execute. And if you don't execute, the best laid plans are not going to be there to be accomplished. So, having said that, go ahead.
But do you still look at this team and think it's as good as the team that won 3 weeks ago in New England? I mean, it's just
yes, I do. I do. And I am, we're struggling, to try to answer all the questions in our own minds. We had two outstanding road wins, as you know, and felt good about our team at that point. And we've had a couple of setbacks, three setbacks here, which very disturbing. The first two only being a touchdown difference, and then last night. So we feel like we've got to find a way to help our players be the best that they can be. And, we understand the quality of the competition. Everybody does. But we're a better football team than we played last night.
You've been sort of frustrated with us when we try to say, oh, this happens. Your second halves are worse than your first. Is that anything you need to address with your team? Make sure that that's not in their head. It's sort of inevitable, or that that's not, in fact, a trend and just mere coincidence?
Well, as I've tried to explain to you before, I think every team is different, every circumstance is different, and you are the ones that continually bring up this, and you're certainly able to do that, and welcome to do that. You do what you want to do. I'm not as stuck on that as you are. I'm more interested in finding out, you know, how you lose a game by a touchdown when you do so many good things, or how many, you know, even last night, you know, how it is that that we're unable to defend or cover some things that we've practiced all week and seem to do a pretty good job of. So, yeah, I understand what you're saying, and you know, I'm certainly aware that our team is well aware of this, and we have talked about, you know, staying focused, and of course the schedule being what it is, each week is in, you know, we diminish by one, and the opportunities diminish as well. So we've got to try to take advantage of them as best we can. But I don't see any connection between teams. I just see that you know, there are reasons why you don't win or you do win, and we're trying as hard as we can to be able to help our players be in a better position to win.
Coach, what kind of opportunity do you feel like you guys have against the Packers here, given that they're an undefeated team and you're coming off, you know, two losses right here?
That's why you play the games. You know, we're just as interested in taking our best shot as anybody who gets a chance to play against a very good football team that was the world champion a year ago. So, you know, we're going to prepare as hard as we can. We're going to work as hard as we can. We do realize that that the margin is thin, and we're going to have to play very well in order to accomplish this. But we think we can, and we're going to, as I said, we're going to do everything in our power here in the short week to turn around the negative from last night and get it going in the right direction again.
Tom, when you look at the film, do you still feel as though you know, the effort and the body language from your players was there from beginning to end of the game, or did you see any instances where, you know, you were?
I just look at the game. The effort was good. I think there were some, like JPP, who was outstanding. I mean, this guy really. I mean, how many times do you see a defensive lineman lined up in the middle of the formation make the play on a pass and an attempted fake field goal to stop them from gaining the first down? And, you know, that was just one play. He made some outstanding plays down at the end of the game, late in the game, to reject some runs and rush the passer and that type of thing. You know, I thought that was outstanding. And so, I mean, we didn't get a lot of things done. We didn't get to the quarterback as much as we wanted to, but it wasn't for a lack of effort.
Speaking of not getting to the quarterback, how's OC's ankle?
They're all over at HSS right now, and I really don't have any information for you. The training room was for the right reasons, was late today, being at 2 p.m.
And how about Mark? He had an ankle as well?
How about who?
Herzlich.
He is over there as well.
Is there anything, Coach, that came out of the game that we didn't necessarily see yesterday? Anyone else turn up hurt today?
From an injury standpoint, there's, you know, we've got guys with that are banged up with bruises, obviously, but hopefully there's nothing gonna come of that.
What about in watching the offensive line? David Dio and Kevin Booth seem to do okay.
They did. Yeah, they did. They did. And we battled, and I think that you know, one of the things that comes out of the game, and I was mentioning late in the week how critical our communication would have to be, and we would have to do some things despite the noise that would you know, relocate our protections and make the necessary alerts and all be on the same page. And I really did think that that Eli did an outstanding job of that, of recognition. And I thought we played into the blitz very well, well into probably the last drive, you know, that we had the fourth and five. That was probably the one drive at the end of the game we didn't handle the blitz or the pressure of the blitz as well as we had for the rest of the day. But that part of it and our ability to manage that and the physicality with which we, you know, protected up front, the hustle and the effort of the guys, you know, trying to get that job done or blocking the front or picking up the pressures of, you know, going above and beyond to make sure that got done. I thought that that was, we did a very good job of that.
Tom, in your mind, do you have to convince this team again that it's good? Or do you think that all they need is a win to get it going again? I mean,
we've done that. I mean, we've taken a look at the plays from our six wins to remind our players of the quality of their play and what we're capable of doing. And, you know, we've reminded them, you know, since from 07 to 011, we are the perhaps not maybe it's tied now, but we were the team that has won more games on the road than anybody else in the NFL. So those things have all taken place. I think in order to answer the question you're posing is, yeah, we've got to put all three phases together and win a game. And we can't have the continuous one group plays pretty well, the other group doesn't, you know, and it's spotty in the third. We can't have that. And we shouldn't be having that this time of year. We should be playing much better, much more consistently. We should know who we are, and we should be performing much better. So that's the answer that I would give you. Yeah, a win would help a lot, no question. And would the confidence, the questions would certainly go away. But nevertheless, we got to play better. We've got to earn that right.
Tom, if the it seemed like you and the players last week said that the emotion, you know, the day after the Eagles game was, you know, mostly anger and frustration about, you know, sort of an opportunity missed. I guess how would you characterize the sentiment or the feeling today looking back at last night? Overall.
Well, they're disappointed. You know, there's a lot of disappointment. And, you know, and it's some people, you know, quite frankly, there were some outstanding play and some outstanding performances, and they won't be recognized because of the outcome. You know, I could tell you what I really, when I mentioned to you that I'm taking responsibility for two of those scores, I meant what I said. And I also think we should have scored one more time. So you can do the math, and I'm not going to tell you that that would have made us feel any better or if the game would have appeared any closer, but I am going to tell you that that's the way I feel. And, you know, this is a short week, and we really don't have time, quite frankly, to even get stuck on lamenting over this game. We've got to move forward, and you know the schedule, and we've got to flip the page and jump right into our preparation, you know, against an obvious, very, very good Green Bay team, a team that's, you talk about a group that's confident and flying high. Well, certainly they are.
Tom, what's it going to take to get your front four going, and why haven't they been as dominant in the last three, four games as they have been all season?
We haven't had the consistent pressure, and we played against some teams that have done a good job of protection. You know, last night they did a nice job with their chip game. Even when it looked as if they were lining up in an empty formation, they were really chipping on the outside. So, you know, they've done a good job of that. And if you don't bring enough people to eliminate the fact that they can double or that they can chip, you get some extra bodies being involved in pass protection. So, you know, we need to look at that and perhaps up the percentage somewhat in terms of our pressures. But it would be great to get our guys going again and win those one-on-one matchups when they do occur.
Obviously something the league wants to try to eliminate. Can you just talk about what you saw on the Kenny Phillips hit on Jimmy Graham? It looked like he sort of hit him in the front there too, and it wasn't helmet to helmet. Is that the way you coach it? Did you think that should have been a penalty?
You know, I looked at it, and I looked at it, I thought, relatively close, but I didn't offer any real judgment. It looked shoulder to shoulder. I know that they've mentioned there when they err, they are going to err on the part of the defenseless player, and that's the way they're called, and so that's the way it will be. And, you know, so for whatever my opinion is, it's not going to matter. They are going to call those plays in the favor of the defenseless player, and they are difficult plays to see everything, especially when it is the full speed shot with no chance to replay. And I just say that it's the way, the direction that the officials and the league is going, and we all have to try to accept that. And we do try to coach that, that there is no contact with the head whatsoever on the part of the defenseless player. That's the only way this can be played. And we try like heck to stay away from that. Sometimes it's very, very close, obviously. And you saw one called on New Orleans last night, too, on Akeem.
Anybody got anything else for Tom?
You know what? I have one more. Coach, if you'll just bear with me. For the last 5 years, your second half schedule has either been the most difficult, or the third most difficult in the entire league. Do you have any idea why that might be? Meaning that no one has...
Well, first of all, you're telling me something that I was not aware of, and it wouldn't have made any difference anyway, but I understand what your question is. I think it's the way it is because that's the nature of what our commissioner and our league has decided to do, to move the divisional games, late in the season, and in the case of what you see in this schedule, some of the most outstanding teams in the league. So, as I said before, to get where we want to go, you've got to play the best teams anyway, and so that's the position that we take.
Thank you.
Thank you.